College Basketball Insider.
Some news and notes from around the world of college basketball.
In-studio correspondent for WFAN and CBS Sports Radio.
Attention, please, to John Rothstein. Please report to St. Joe's.
The Insider's Insider.
Joining us now with his thoughts and to break it down, John Rothstein.
It's College Hoops Today with John Rothstein.
Let's put the women and children to bed and go looking for dinner. John Rothstein here on the College Hoops Today podcast. Later in the show, we will be joined by Michigan head coach Juwan Howard. Want to remind you to subscribe to the College Hoops Today podcast on Apple Podcasts. We want to be your Bible for the college basketball season and beyond. We are the only college basketball podcast coming to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. And also want to remind you to check out the College Hoops Today fan page on Facebook. Give us a like, give us a review. Let us know what you think of the product we're bringing to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. And also a reminder to find and listen to the College Hoops Today podcast on Stitcher. You can find us there now. And also, send me your questions on Twitter. I will get to them later in this podcast. I'm at John Rothstein. That's John, J-O-N. And I want to let you know that today's episode of the College Hoops Today podcast is being sponsored by our great sponsor, Geico. Everybody's got a to-do list. Drop off the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. And the good thing is you don't have to drop off or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding to-do you do today. Now that we've got you set for all your Geico needs, let's look at some big thoughts right now from the weekend. And the biggest thought for me revolves around one player, and that's Miles Powell from Seton Hall. You can take whatever player you want in college basketball. I'm taking Miles Powell over anyone else 7 days a week and twice on Sunday. In my opinion, the best player in the country plays for Seton Hall, and it may not be close. Is Marcus Howard putting up great numbers for Marquette? Absolutely. Is Luka Garza doing sensational things for Iowa? Absolutely. Is Peyton Pritchard making big shots after big shot for Oregon, just like he did Saturday at Washington? Absolutely. But for me, with what we've seen from Miles Powell since he's come back from that concussion he suffered in December, you are looking at pound for pound, inch for inch, the best player in the country. And remember, Seton Hall is doing this and playing like a top 10 team without its second best player, Sandru Mamalukashvili, who again will be back in late January. That tells you how good Miles Powell is. Another thing that I'm starting to see big picture wise in college basketball, this is now a bridge year in the ACC. As we tape this on January 21st, think about this for a second. North Carolina, Duke, and Virginia have already lost multiple home games each. That is something you don't say ever in college basketball on January 21st, or sometimes at all when you think about the course of a season. Louisville, Duke, Florida State, the only locks right now, or teams that appear to be locks for the NCAA tournament out of the ACC. Can you imagine a selection Sunday where three teams from what has been perceived to be and what has been the best conference in college basketball qualify out of 15 for the NCAA tournament? This could be a reality this year in the ACC. And my third observation is this. The Big Ten is the best league in college basketball this season. When you look at the potential for this conference to have more teams play deep into the NCAA tournament than any other league. The Big East is sensational, but the Big Ten has a higher upside, in my opinion, because it's better suited to go deep in the NCAA tournament when you look at multiple teams advancing in the field. The most talented team to me, and I think to most people, is Maryland, but the Terps still have something missing. Other than the game that Maryland played in Orlando in the championship game of that Thanksgiving tournament against Marquette, I have yet to see the it factor for Maryland. You look at their talent. They've got talent with Cowan. They've got talent with Jalen Stick-Smith. They've got a burgeoning glue guy in Daryl Morsell. They also have gotten spurts this season from Aaron Wiggins. The Terps have all the requisites to be a Final Four team, but whatever it is, this team is yet to show. One of the teams that Maryland will trade blows with in the Big Ten is Michigan, and their head coach, Juwan Howard, joins the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein coming up next. Juwan Howard is in his first year as the head coach of his alma mater at Michigan. The Wolverines in the middle of Big Ten play right now, and the head coach joins the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein right now. And coach, you're about halfway through your first season as a college basketball head coach. Your overall impressions?
Oh, actually, it's been fun. I've been impressed with just overall the level of competitive play on the college level, whether it's non-conference and also conference play. So, and then what's I've been really excited about is just the opportunity to work with, you know, some impressionable, fun, hardworking group, and I'm. You know, I can just keep going on and on about the players that I'm coaching. They're just the, you know, the joy of what makes me want to come in each and every day to grow and get better as a coach, because they make my job a lot easier and fun.
Well, you made, obviously, your coach's job a lot easier and fun when you were playing, too. And I remember, you know, I was in Ann Arbor during the preseason. We were talking outside your office, and you were just talking about how you had to get reacclimated with college basketball because it had been 25 years since you were part of college basketball. What's the biggest way you think the sport has changed since you were playing?
Well, I would probably say, obviously, the three-point line, you know, just moving it out further, gives a post player a lot more space to operate. That has changed, and I think it's changed in a good way, too, because, now you get a chance to see all the three-point shooting that now has increased over the years in basketball in general, that now we get a chance to see which guys are the better shooters and who can shoot the three ball. Because, you know, when you walk into a gym, whether it's high school or AAU, you know, guys doesn't walk to the rim and start warming up layups or go to the free throw line and start warming up there. You know, you see a lot of players that run straight to the three-point line, and that's their first shot that they take. But now with college basketball extending it out even further, you know, now we get a chance to see who's are the better shooters that are out there. Another thing that I noticed that's changed with college basketball is less physicality play. When I came in, it was more physical. Referees allowed more contact. Nowadays, the game has changed was a freedom of movement, higher scores. You look at the scores now, you know, teams are, you know, scoring 80 points, 90 points. Back when I was playing, you know, it was more like in the 40s, 50s, or 60s.
Well, and when you were playing, you played for a coach in Steve Fisher that obviously was synonymous with a national championship at Michigan and also multiple Final Four runs with you as an epicenter of that. What are the biggest things you took from Coach Fisher that you have now translated to your own team at Michigan?
Well, the beauty of playing for a guy like Coach Fish was, you know, he allowed you to be you as a player. You know, he trusted his players, put them in positions where they can utilize their strength, didn't allow guys to do things that they were not capable of doing. And then I thought that what was even better was, you know, looking back to my days playing at Michigan under Coach Fish, was he had a great coaching staff that, you know, used to get us in the gym and work on a lot of our, you know, our skill set to get us to improve on areas of where we feel we can get better at. And that's, you know, some of the things that I learned from him on now, you know, having my chance to be a head coach, allowing our players to grow and to grow, and not just, you know, as on the court, but also growing, you know, with their confidence and boosting their confidence level. And so I see that, you know, how our team is growing game by game, every day in practice, you know, it just puts a smile on my face.
Michigan head coach Juwan Howard joined the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. Wolverines 11-6 overall will host 13-5 Penn State on Wednesday. You know, Juwan, you have had unbelievable success on the recruiting trail in your first recruiting class. And, you know, I'm curious, when you have these conversations with these top prospects, I know you can't talk about them specifically, but one of the common things in covering college basketball that new coaches I always find out get is, you know, you haven't coached for a long time. Why, when you were getting that question, were you able to still secure a relationship and a confidence from not just the young man you were recruiting, but the family that obviously raised them?
Well, sometimes, you know, you have to bet on yourself. And you know, yes, I never coached on college level before, but I think, you know, my track record has proven it as being a former player who played, you know, many years in the NBA, 19, and then to coach in the NBA for 6 years as an assistant under the Miami Heat, having a chance to work under the Eric Spoelstra and learn from him and other coaches like David Fizdale, Keith Smart, Dan Craig, you know, the parents are able to, you know, go back and, you know, social media and, you know, and find out information on doing their due diligence on me and what I bring to the table and who I've worked under. And the Heat culture basically sells itself. You just look at the success that they are having this season, and it's not by, you know, accident or anything like that. It's just because of the fact that, you know, you work hard with them in the gym, and you build the skill level through player development. You put people in place that you trust, and you know, things like that flourish. And so now, when I go out there on the recruiting trail, you know, yes, in the beginning, you know, I wasn't able to, you know, sell anything other than, you know, obviously the Michigan brand, but being able to, like, you know, just be honest and real with a lot of folks, I think that has helped me in many ways. And, you know, I'm vulnerable. I don't mind getting vulnerable and just sharing, you know, hey, you know, I never done it before. And but I've also hired, you know, a great staff that I know I can trust and who have it countless years of experience, who's been through it before. I'm not the guy to have all the answers. I'm going to grow with throughout the experience, but I'm also going to learn it as well. And then if I don't have the answer, I'm going to find it for our players and just in general, you know, for guys who haven't had a chance to play for this team, who's coming in, you know, you got to be honest with them. And I think that has, you know, been a great way of how to, you know, go out there and promote what we're building for the future. And, you know, people have bought in, and I really appreciate the fact that they have trusted me.
Well, you know, you mentioned the staff that you hired, and that's obviously directly related to Phil Martelli, who's coached, you know, a million games at St. Joe's. Would you be able to undertake all that you had to undertake in college basketball if you didn't have somebody like Phil Martelli next to you?
Well, you got to have experience next to you, especially when you haven't done it before. And, you know, with Coach Phil, you know, a guy who's just pure as they come, egoless. Also, you know, a guy who taught many players and coaches who worked under him. You know, he's not afraid to share knowledge, and he's also not afraid to speak up. And not only that, he understands his new role, and he's not, you know, the type of guy to step on anyone's toes or anything like that, or try to, you know, go out there and say me. You know, it's a family here, and I'm just happy that, you know, Coach Phil Martelli has embraced this Michigan culture.
Michigan head coach Juwan Howard joined the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. Wolverines 11-6 will host Penn State Wednesday night. And, you know, the big thing that you notice in the Big Ten, probably versus other conferences, is just how difficult it is to play on the road. You guys have played well on the road in a number of games, but you haven't been victorious. How do you become a better road team in the second half of the season?
Well, at first you have to have health on your side, and unfortunately for us, we haven't had health on our side. You know, we're missing one of our key best players, and that's Isaiah Livers. He went down with an injury back in, like, December, late December. So we've been going on the road playing against a lot of tough teams like the Michigan State of the world, and as well as, you know, Iowa. There have been another tough team that we had to face on the road, Illinois, who's playing some good basketball, and Minnesota. And yes, we have been in every game, fighting, clawing, competing hard. We've noticed, and it wasn't no surprise, that the Big Ten was going to be a tough conference each and every year. It has been proven that it has been a truly competitive conference. I am extremely happy that we are part of this atmosphere, because, you know, it's just helped our players grow and learn where we are as a group and how we got to improve as a group. And so, you know, I look back on it, that we make no excuses. We're going to keep forging ahead, keep working hard, and I know that we're going to keep getting better and better.
You mentioned Isaiah Livers, who has just been unbelievable until he got hurt this year, especially shooting the basketball at 50% from three. Is there any update or timetable on his return?
You know, I really can't, you know, tell you when. You know, it's a very delicate injury, and I'm not, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, it heals itself. But, you know, with our training staff and, you know, with our strength and conditioning coach, and then also how we've managed him throughout the process, and, you know, he's working extremely hard to get back on the court. But, you know, we need a healthy Isaiah. So it's going to take some time, but we're going to keep monitoring it. And but I love the fact that we're seeing some growth and improvement in his injury.
Well, that's good news for Michigan. You know, another thing, too, that Isaiah Livers will help, and, you know, this obviously gets to an earlier point you made, is he'll open up, obviously, more space for your five men, John Teske and others, to have room to operate in the low post. And, you know, it's interesting, Juwan, we have seen in a lot of phases of basketball, positionless basketball be more of an in thing, but you look at the Big Ten this year, and you see more traditional five men than we have in quite some time. I mean, Luka Garza, who you know from Iowa, is playing like an All-American. Daniel Oturu at Minnesota is playing like an All-American. Caleb Wesson's at Ohio State. You know, Xavier Tillman's at Michigan State. You know, you're going to face a talented young man on Wednesday night in Mike Watkins. Does it feel like the traditional five-man has come back a little bit this season, especially in the Big Ten?
Well, you can keep going. I mean, you mentioned, you know, you can't mention those, can't forget to mention those guys at Illinois. I mean, you're talking right about Coffey as well as or Georgie. Those two bigs are, you know, playing good basketball, and there are a lot of fives in our league that are pretty, not only big and strong, but they are talented. And so John Teske, you know, you can add him to that mix as well. So it's a really good, you know, parity as far as competition. So you got to be ready to bring it each and every night, because, you know, you got some, you know, a very competitive league, but you also got a very talented players on each and every roster. So you got to embrace that competition. Our guys are doing it. So I love seeing it, especially a super competitive guy as myself, because I remember the times when I played in the Big Ten, you know, in our years, you know, you talk about, you know, Glenn Robinson and Alan Henderson, and then you want to add a guy like a Mike Peplowski, and then you talk about Purdue and their bigs when they had Kenny Williams, and then Illinois with Deion Thomas, and then let's see who – Wisconsin. Oh, yeah. Let me not forget, you know, Ohio State when they had a guy like Lawrence Funderburk.
Sure.
So, you know, it's – and then, you know, Iowa when they had A.C. Earl and Chris Street. I mean, you know, yeah, it was super competitive. It's similar to, like, how it was back then.
Yeah, no question. You know, another thing you touched on that I thought was really telling in our visit during the preseason in Ann Arbor was the vibe was, you know, with what Michigan had lost last year, that you needed to get improved play from your wings. And we've seen a big jump from Eli Brooks. You've seen a constant jump from David DeJulius. You've also seen Franz Wagner start to emerge more and more in the last couple of games. How much is Wagner's emergence going to dictate potentially the long-term ceiling for this Michigan team?
Well, Wagner has been, you know, he's been great since first when he walked in on campus. Came in late, didn't have any summer of player development work with us and our staff. But once he hit the campus, he hit the ground running, you know, because he's a guy who's a quick learner, a student of the game, has a high basketball IQ, a high ceiling for to be a guy who's 6'9", wing, that can put the ball on the floor and can shoot, you know, the sky's the limit for him. And I just see, you know, now that he's into the conference play, you know, with Big Ten, he's getting a chance to adjust and see how, you know, he can, you know, adjust his game to the level of play on how the Big Ten is being played thus far this year. It's not easy at all for a guy who haven't played any ball here in the U.S., to, you know, hit the ground running like how he has. So it goes to show you about his level of IQ and more importantly, his skill level.
Well, Juwan, in your first 17 games, you've beaten some of the best teams in the country. You know, Gonzaga has one loss right now. It's to Michigan. You beat a very good Creighton team. You also, obviously, are right now currently navigating the gamut that is the Big Ten. From where you sit right now, what are the biggest things that has to happen from now until Selection Sunday for Michigan to be playing its best basketball when it matters most?
Health, health, health. I'll just give it to you that simple. Yeah. You know, yeah. we want to keep all our guys healthy, man, because, you know, we need each and every one of them on a roster to be ready to compete and compete at a high level night in and night out in the Big Ten.
Well, Juwan, know how busy you are. Good luck with your final prep for Penn State. We appreciate a couple minutes and look forward to staying connected along the way.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.
We'd like to thank Michigan's Juwan Howard for joining us today on the College Hoops Today podcast. Before we get to the social media portion of the program, I want to tell you about ExpressVPN. I live in New York, but I like watching the greatness of LeBron and the Lakers, which used to be a big pain for me because they don't always show their games in my area. But this season, I discovered an amazing trick that lets me watch every single NBA game live for a fraction of the normal cost. It's called ExpressVPN. Here's how it works. The NBA offers the NBA League Pass, which lets you stream games online. But if you live in the U.S. or Canada, it doesn't let you watch all of them. Some games are blacked out. So what do? Fire up ExpressVPN and use it to change your location to a different country. Buy and use the NBA League Pass from there, and boom. No blackouts, and depending on the country, NBA League Pass could cost less than $15 for a whole year. ExpressVPN works on your computer, phone, router, and console, like Fire TV, so you can watch all the games from any device. Even when I'm not watching TV, I have ExpressVPN on 24/7 because it also encrypts all my data, keeping it safe from hackers. Enjoy all 1,230 games of the NBA season in HD with the world's most trusted VPN, ExpressVPN. Use my special link today to get 3 months free at ExpressVPN.com/hoops, after which you can sign up for NBA League Pass at a huge discount. That's ExpressVPN.com/hoops for 3 months free with a 1 year package. Visit ExpressVPN.com/hoops to learn more. And also want to remind you to subscribe to the College Hoops Today podcast on Apple Podcasts. We want to be your Bible for the college basketball season and beyond. We are the only college basketball podcast coming to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. Also want to remind you to check out the College Hoops Today fan page on Facebook. Give us a like, give us a review. Let us know what you think of the product we're bringing to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. And also a reminder to find and listen to the College Hoops Today podcast on Stitcher. You can find us there now. And time now for our social media portion of the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. Send me your questions on Twitter. I'm at John Rothstein. That's John, J-O-N. Our first question comes from John Wise. And it's, John, what does Mississippi State need to do the rest of the season to make the NCAA tournament? John, it starts with having a great week this week. If Mississippi State can get Arkansas at home Wednesday and then beat a very capable Oklahoma team on Saturday as part of the Big 12 SEC Challenge, Mississippi State will take steps further to the direction of playing its way onto the bubble. Reggie Perry has been sensational for the Bulldogs since SEC play has started. Our next question comes from Nick Gazzaro, and it's, John, who do you think will be the surprise team come March Madness? Now, this may be an off-the-radar thought, but I saw this team in person a couple weeks ago in Philadelphia, and I think Houston is primed to get better and better from now until March 1st. Houston has one of the best rebounding guards, maybe the best rebounding guard in the sport, in Nate Hinton. They've got quality depth. They've got a great coach in Kelvin Sampson. They've got guards on top of guards. They double the low post as well as anybody in college basketball. I think Houston is the team that could be a sleeper, a team that could play its way to being a 6 or a 7 seed in the NCAA tournament. Our next question comes from Rich Hurler Jr., and it's, John, when will Steve Peichel of Rutgers be receiving his National Coach of the Year award? Steve Peichel has done yeoman's work at Rutgers. He's done yeoman's work building that program. I do want to remind people this, though, and this is one thing you always have to remember. Indiana started out exceptionally well last year and then sputtered in the Big Ten. Auburn was 7-7 last year on February 23rd after getting blown out against Kentucky at Rupp Arena, and then got hot and went on to make the Final Four and almost beat Virginia and play in the national championship game. What does that all mean? There's still a lot of season left. The national championship game won't be played for roughly 11 weeks. That means we've got 7 weeks of the regular season and 1 week of conference tournaments to decide everything. There's going to be a lot to look at from now until then. And our next question comes from Derek DeLuca, and it's, John, who would you target as a potential replacement for Shaka Smart at Texas? Look, this is something that's going to happen as a topic and a talking point after you have a loss like Texas suffered on Monday night against West Virginia. Texas has to win under Shaka Smart this year to quiet, obviously, all the noise that's around that basketball program. And until Saturday's game at Kansas, Texas was having, I think, a pretty solid start to the Big 12. They were 2-2 overall, but you can't go out and go to Morgantown and get dominated and pummeled and suffocated if you're the University of Texas. You can't do it. But I will say this. This is one big thing to remember. Shaka Smart has a $10 million buyout at the University of Texas. Now, one of the things you have to look at when you're thinking really big picture right now, maybe Texas, and I know there was an appetite of change for after Rick Barnes was there 17 years, but Rick Barnes did go to 16 tournaments in 17 years as the head coach of Texas. Shaka Smart has got a lot of work to do. It starts with Saturday against LSU, but I want to remind people, just like I was talking about earlier in that last question, there's a lot of season left. Is Texas looking like a team right now that can make the NCAA tournament? No, they've been very disappointing, in my opinion, in the last three halves they played. Good in the first half against Kansas, the second half against Kansas, they took their foot off the gas a little bit, and then West Virginia just dominated them from tip to finish. Massive game Saturday for Texas, Shaka Smart against his former assistant Will Wade of LSU, another team that's playing very good basketball right now. Before we get to five good nuggets, I want to tell you about Geico. Okay, this is a 30-second commercial, and I'm going to throw a lot of numbers at you, but please stay with me. In just 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. This company has been offering great rates and great service for over 75 years. And anytime you need help, you can speak to one of their trained specialists 24/7. The company is Geico. Go to geico.com today. Sorry for all the numbers. And in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I'm out of time. Now, let's get to some nuggets.
Five good nuggets.
Five.
Six.
No, five. But you were close.
Nugget number one, Gill's rise. Seton Hall's Romaro Gill a year ago had 61 total points, 72 rebounds, and 34 blocks in 27 games played. This year already, he's got 137 points, 100 rebounds, and 56 blocks in 18 games played. He is one of the most improved players in the country. This is another beneficiary of playing with Miles Powell. Nugget number two, rubber meeting road. How about these next five games for Indiana? Home games this week against Michigan State and Maryland, then road games at Penn State and Ohio State, then you come home and you play in-state rival Purdue. The rubber indeed meeting the road. Nugget number three, Iron Man. Colin Gillespie has played 34 minutes or more in six of Villanova's last seven games. The one game he didn't, he was in foul trouble. He's quickly become the most indispensable player in the Wildcats program. Nugget number four, the unsung duck. Oregon's Chandler Lawson has logged 20 or more minutes six times this season. The Ducks' record in those games is 6-0. This guy needs to play more for Dana Altman. Nugget number five, buy stock now. Devin Vassell is starting to emerge as the go-to player for Florida State. In his last five games, he's averaging just over 17 points, just over 9 rebounds. Now, let's get to some games to watch.
Games to watch. Games to watch.
Tuesday night, we got Butler and Villanova. I will be on the sideline for that in Philadelphia. Wednesday, Penn State and Michigan and Creighton at DePaul. Thursday, Michigan State at Indiana and then USC at Oregon. I'd like to thank Michigan head coach Juwan Howard for joining the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. We'll be back next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. This was the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein.